CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from placing employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on paid leave. CBS's Erica Brown gets us up to date.
More than 2,000 of the overseas humanitarian agency staff were to be placed on paid leave Friday just before midnight. But a U.S. district judge nominated by Trump during his first term temporarily halted the move.
We have to take some of these things apart to find the corruption. We found tremendous corruption.
The administration is planning to retain about 600 of more than 10,000 USAID staffers.
President Trump says he's revoking former President Biden's security clearance and ending his daily intelligence briefings.
Briefings are typically provided to former presidents, often as just a courtesy. Sometimes those former presidents want to keep up with some things that are going on in the world and some of those initiatives that they put in place. Briefings are usually offered to them on a regular basis.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi at the White House. The flu is hitting us hard this winter, as we hear from CBS's Alexander Tin.
This winter's second wave of influenza infections is now at the highest level it has been on record since the peak of the 2009 swine flu pandemic. That's according to figures updated this week by the CDC, tracking visits to outpatient providers like urgent cares and doctor's offices.
And then there's bird flu. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports Governor Kathy Hochul has had to close live poultry markets in the New York City area.
These are just simply measured, common sense steps that'll curb the spread of bird flu.
The markets will be closed for at least 5 days. During that time, no poultry can be delivered, and all unaffected markets must sell the remaining inventory, clean, disinfect the premises, and undergo a state inspection before they can reopen.
We have been vigilant and will remain vigilant so New Yorkers can go about their lives with peace of mind.
President Trump says Nippon Steel is dropping its $14.1 billion bid to buy U.S. Steel and instead will invest heavily in the company.
Well, the president didn't really get into specifics, but he said that it will be a large investment. It's not going to be a majority stake investment, meaning that Nippon Steel wouldn't have control of U.S. Steel. But he also mentioned that he'll meet with the leaders of Nippon Steel next week.
CBS's Willie James Inman. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed laws today setting aside $50 million to help the state protect its policies from challenges by President Trump. $25 million is for the State Department of Justice to fight legal battles against the federal government. Another part of the $25 million will go to defending immigrants facing deportation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And Doug.
Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. Ah! We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on a type of theft law enforcement is having trouble getting a real handle on.
Thieves continue to try stealing copper wire, going as far as cutting down utility poles to get to the wires. Stephanie Bell is with an internet provider called Kinetic in eastern Kentucky.
It's not just an inconvenience issue. It is a public safety issue and a public safety crisis.
Jason Dudley with Kinetic says copper wire theft isn't worth it financially.
The reward is very, very low compared to the risk.
Some copper theft thieves even have their own bucket trucks to reach above ground utility lines. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
U.S. stocks slumped in Friday trading with Wall Street worried about tariffs and inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.9%, erasing the week's modest gain. The Dow sank 1%, and a sharp fail for Amazon after its latest profit report dragged the NASDAQ composite to a market-leading loss of 1.4%. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight with lows in the low 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers around. Accumulations less than an inch. Highs in the low 30s. Then sun shines out for Sunday. High temperatures into the mid 20s. It's 24 right now.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
ABC, it's easy as one, two, three, all simple as no, rain, me. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Smile, smile, smile.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Made me happy.
Happy, 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 happy.
like the sun broke through.
Thank you.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. 'Cause one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Thank you. beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. Now I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That you've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Won't you? CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee, has temporarily stopped Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency Task Force from dismantling the U.S. Agency for International Development, ordering a halt to pulling thousands of staffers off the job. But CBS's Margaret Brennan tells us the administration's action is already having an effect.
The real-world impact, you need only look at the 500,000 metric tons of food aid and some drugs that are already sitting on ships and ports unable to be delivered or unloaded because there are no workers to deliver it. 30 metric tons sitting in the Port of Houston alone. This seems the opposite of increasing efficiency.
President Trump has revoked former President Biden's security clearance and ended his daily intelligence briefings. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has more on that.
Briefings are typically provided to former presidents, often as just a courtesy. Sometimes those former presidents want to keep up with some things that are going on in the world and some of those initiatives that they put in place. Briefings are usually offered to them on a regular basis.
A small commuter plane that crashed in western Alaska on its way to Nome has been located on sea ice, and all 10 people on board are dead. The plane was making a regular